Okay, Zach and Brittany, it's time for you two now to just relax and release and let go. Time to let go of a lot of things that no longer are serving you. And so you can begin that process by bringing all your focus and attention to your breathing. Reminding yourselves that you know how to use that calm, focused breathing tool. And you can just allow yourselves to exhale right now. And then inhale 2, 3, 4. Pause ever so briefly as you exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Good. And go ahead and do that another time. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Pause briefly as you exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And one more time. Inhale 2, 3, 4. Pause briefly as you exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. That's great. Now just let go of that breathing and just resume your own natural rhythm of breathing as you begin to relax more and more with each and every breath. Each and every breath is bringing in more and more relaxation. And that relaxation is just flowing through your entire body. And as it flows through your entire body, all the muscles in your body relax. And as they relax, they release any tension. And as they release any tension, they allow you to just let go. And as you let go, you notice that you just sink down into the support beneath you, noticing how good it feels to just let go. For this is your time now, your time to let go of those things now that no longer serve you. And so as you begin to relax and release and let go more and more, and this relaxation is coming into your body, your imaginations become more and more fluid. And you might imagine this wonderful wave of relaxation just flowing over you from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And as it flows, it brings deep, profound relaxation into every muscle, every cell of the muscle, every organ in your body. And for Brittany, your baby receives this wonderful relaxation as well, assuring him that he is in the right place, being born to the right parents, for you are doing all you can to take good care of him as you relax, as you let go, and release, let go of the things that no longer serve you, no longer serve your baby, no longer serve your son that's already here. And so relaxing more and more with each and every breath, your imagination becomes more and more fluid. And you might even imagine now that there's this beautiful place in nature. Now, perhaps it's a place you've gone to before. Perhaps it's a place that you long to go to. Or perhaps it's a place that you just create in your mind's eye right now. And go ahead and experience being there fully now. Notice everything you notice here in this beautiful place in nature. You can notice the feel of the air on your skin. You can notice the colors that you see here. Just as you can notice if there's any aromas that you can smell. And just as you can notice, perhaps sounds that you can hear. Or you may even notice the sound of silence. And as you're in this beautiful place in nature, notice particularly how calm, peaceful, and serene it feels to be here. Now, this is a place you can call your inner sanctuary. This is a place you can come to anytime that you are looking to have inner peace, inner harmony, inner calm. And this is a place where you feel very safe, very secure. You can be alone and yet never feel lonely. And so from this moment on, you can use this inner sanctuary for any time. As soon as you picture it, just like that, you notice a feeling of calm and serenity comes over you. This inner sanctuary is yours. And so, as you're in this inner sanctuary now, you're going to notice that there's a path. This path is going to take you to a very special healing place today. So go ahead and just find yourself walking on the path and feel how supported you feel as you're walking down this path. And you're going to come to this like alcove or this place where the trees are surrounding you. And there's a place for you to sit. And it feels very special to you. You kind of get that sense that this is a special place, a place where you can let go of what no longer is serving you from a very deep inner place of knowingness. Or when you're here in this place, you are connecting into your innate wisdom. You're connecting into your higher self. You're connecting into your subconscious that has this stories and the beliefs stored here. And so now is the time to just know, sense, see, imagine, create people, events, circumstances that caused you distress from the past birthing experience. And even during this time now that you are getting ready for this next baby, who are those people? Who are the people that might have caused distress? What are the circumstances? What are the events? Just kind of get a sense that they're there. Just allow your higher self, your inner wisdom, your subconscious mind to have all of that there for you. And you may not see everything and it doesn't matter, but you will know, sense, get a intuitive hit of what needs to be detached, what beliefs are no longer serving you. There may be a belief about if it's done this way, it happened this way before, it's going to be this way this time. If you see that belief maybe written or as an image, this is one that you want to choose to detach from. There may be other beliefs that I have to do it all myself. I'm the only one that can really handle it. And if that's causing distress and stress, and this may be one that needs to be detached. There may be people that have hurt you, and you can see them there. And these events, these situations, these people all have these cords that attach to you, kind of like at your belly button area, your center. And these are energetic cords, and it's like you've been leaking your energy out to the past experiences that caused you distress and stress and harm, to people in your lives, to events in their lives. And so they're all there, and they're all having some sort of energy drain on you. And now, in order to have your best experience in this next birth of this beautiful little baby boy. Now is the time to cut the cords of those events, people, circumstances, memories that hold negative feelings. And so you can just imagine that you see this big scissor, and you can just go around and start cutting those cords, cutting the cords of events, of people, circumstances, whatever has not served you. And it's okay. It doesn't mean that you don't like them or don't love them or don't respect them anymore. It means that you are taking back your power. You're no longer going to allow your energy to be drained from these past events or from other people. And now you are taking back your power by cutting the cords of attachment, these energetic cords. See it in whatever way you want. And now when you've done that, you'll notice now these cords are just kind of like hanging from you. You might seem like a bunch of spaghetti or something. And I want you to just bring them back into yourself. Like imagine that you can just take them all back. Take them all back. Bring them in. And the other part of the cords go to those other people. They can have their own energy back. It's no longer going to you. The people, the events, the memories, the circumstances, that's all going back into them or the circumstances, the events. You are taking back your energy now. Just feel yourself pulling it all back in. And take a nice, good, deep breath. And then imagine that you could just look around your inner area here, your healing area, and just thank everybody, every event, every situation, those old non-serving beliefs. They served a purpose for one time, for a time, for a period of time. And now you are ready to move forward. And you are gleaming little bits of gems from all these experiences, all these old beliefs. You're taking all of that. And even if you don't know exactly what it is right now, you will be integrating it into your inner wisdom. Your subconscious knows what it is to take from these past experiences, beliefs, the interactions with people that you now have detached with. What are the little gems that you can learn? Maybe about your strength, maybe about your determination, maybe about that when you have these negative experiences, you can grow stronger and stronger. And so that you are at this place now where you have sought out for yourself to have your best experiences by learning new tools, by learning new ways of thinking, by learning new things to do so that you can experience your life in so much more joy, so that you can experience this next birthing experience with so much more confidence and trust in your beautifully designed body and your ability to work together as a team. So anything that happened in the past, now you are learning, you're taking the lesson, you're taking the gem from it. And you can thank all those who participated in this lesson, the beliefs that you had, the stories that came up, all of that. You can thank it all. Appreciate what you learned. And now you just see all the people, events, the memories, situations just disappearing. And there you are in this beautiful healing place. And you take a nice, good, deep breath and feel yourself grounded into Mother Earth as you are here in this beautiful place in nature. Feel yourself grounded into Mother Earth and know that you are receiving her energy as well as the energy from all the universe coming into you. And now as you walk away from this healing place, you go back the path you came from, and you are very present to how light your step feels. You're noticing how good you feel. You're noticing a sense of freedom. You're noticing that you're present to all that you're seeing along this path. And you come into your beautiful inner sanctuary, and you are just taking it all in, feeling very, very confident of this journey that you're on now, feeling really empowered, feeling that you know that you have all the tools you need for this birthing experience, your surge breathing, your calming breath, your birth breathing, light touch massage, your deepening tools, your inner control room of your mind, where you use your wonderful imagination, just as you've done here today, your rainbow colors, your audios, tapping even. All these tools are working for you, not only for this birthing experience to be your best birthing experience, but for your lives after, so that you feel more calm, more connected, more able to handle all life's ups and downs as they come along. And you remember this inner sanctuary now. It's yours to be with all the time, whenever you need it. And so it is. So taking a good deep breath now, getting ready to come back into room awareness, knowing that you've taken this wonderful journey today, knowing that you've freed yourself up, taken your power back, and that you are ready for your best birthing experience and your best life as you move forward. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. Each ascending number just brings you back into room awareness more and more. If you're listening to this at a time that you're going to sleep, you'll just ignore the numbers and just drift off into a wonderful, beautiful, deep, restorative sleep, reliving that restorative, reliving the empowered feeling. One, knowing that you've taken this beautiful journey to your inner sanctuary, to your inner healing place. Three, feeling the energy coming back, feeling empowered, feeling freed up, for this is your lives and you get to create them moment to moment as you are now. Five, coming back into room awareness, feeling good, restored, and refreshed and ready for your lives as they unfold for you now in a much more empowered way than ever before.